Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Time When You Helped Someone Achieve Success. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with the speaking section, particularly when asked to describe personal experiences. One common topic that often challenges test takers is, describe a time when you helped someone achieve success. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to tackle this subject effectively, providing you with the tools to excel in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you helped someone achieve success, is a popular choice in IELTS speaking tests, especially in Part 2. It allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate a personal experience, use appropriate vocabulary, and structure your thoughts coherently. This topic has appeared frequently in past tests and is likely to remain relevant in future exams. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While this specific topic is more likely to appear in Part 2, related questions might come up in Part 1. Here are some questions an examiner might ask. Do you enjoy helping others? What kind of support do you usually offer to friends or family? Can you remember a time when someone helped you achieve something? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you enjoy helping others? Candidate, 7-8. Absolutely. I find it incredibly rewarding to lend a hand to those in need. Whether it's assisting a colleague with a challenging project or supporting a friend through a difficult time, the sense of fulfillment I get from helping others is unparalleled. It's not just about the outcome, but also about fostering connections and building stronger relationships within my community. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's an example related to our main theme. Cue card. Describe a time when you helped someone achieve success. You should say who you helped, what kind of success it was, how you helped them, and explain how you felt about it. Sample answer. Band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a time when I helped my younger sister succeed in her college application process. As the first person in our family to attend university, I felt a strong sense of responsibility to guide her through this crucial step in her academic journey. The success we were aiming for was her admission to a prestigious engineering program at a top-tier university. It was a challenging goal, given the competitive nature of the program and her initial uncertainty about her capabilities. My assistance took various forms. Firstly, I helped her research potential universities and programs that aligned with her interests and academic strengths. We spent countless hours poring over brochures and websites, discussing the pros and cons of each option. Additionally, I assisted her in preparing for the standardized tests required for admission. We set up a rigorous study schedule, and I tutored her in areas where she needed extra support, particularly in mathematics and essay writing. Perhaps most importantly, I acted as her emotional anchor throughout the process. Whenever she felt overwhelmed or doubted herself, I was there to provide encouragement and remind her of her potential. I shared my own experiences of overcoming academic challenges, which helped boost her confidence. When she finally received her acceptance letter, I was overjoyed. The sense of pride and fulfillment I felt was indescribable. It wasn't just about her getting into the program. It was about witnessing her growth and seeing her realize her own capabilities. This experience reinforced my belief in the power of mentorship and the profound impact we can have on others' lives when we invest our time and energy in supporting their dreams. In retrospect, this experience was as rewarding for me as it was for her. It taught me valuable lessons about patience, perseverance, and the importance of believing in others. Moreover, it strengthened our bond as siblings and created a shared memory that we'll cherish for years to come. Examiner's follow-up questions. How important do you think it is for people to help each other achieve their goals? Are there any potential drawbacks to helping others succeed? In what ways can society encourage more people to support others in achieving success? Let's look at a sample answer for the first follow-up question. Candidate, band 8-9 response. I believe it's absolutely crucial for people to help each other achieve their goals. This kind of support creates a ripple effect of positivity and progress in society. When individuals assist one another, It not only increases the likelihood of success for the person being helped, but also fosters a sense of community and shared purpose. Moreover, the act of helping others can be incredibly fulfilling and motivating for the helper, often leading to personal growth and the development of new skills. In a world that's becoming increasingly competitive, collaborative efforts and mutual support can be the key to overcoming challenges and achieving breakthroughs that might not be possible individually. Ultimately, a society where people actively help each other succeed is likely to be more innovative, resilient, and harmonious. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how has the concept of success changed in recent years? Candidate, Band 7-8 response. The notion of success has undergone a significant transformation in recent years. Traditionally, success was often equated with financial prosperity and career advancement. However, there's been a notable shift towards a more holistic interpretation of success. Many people now prioritize work-life balance, personal fulfillment, and mental well-being alongside professional achievements. This change can be attributed to several factors, including increased awareness of mental health issues, the influence of millennials in the workforce, and a growing emphasis on sustainable lifestyles. Additionally, the rise of social media has led to a more nuanced understanding of success, as people are exposed to diverse definitions of what it means to lead a successful life. Do you think society puts too much pressure on individuals to be successful? Candidate, 8-9 response. There's no doubt that societal pressure to succeed can be overwhelming at times. We live in an era of constant comparison, exacerbated by social media, where people's achievements are constantly on display. This incessant exposure to others' successes can lead to feelings of inadequacy and heightened stress levels. Moreover, the traditional markers of success, such as owning a home, achieving a certain income level, or reaching specific career milestones, are becoming increasingly difficult to attain for many, particularly younger generations. This mismatch between expectations and reality can create a significant psychological burden. However, it's important to note that some degree of pressure can be motivating and drive personal growth. The key lies in striking a balance between encouraging ambition and maintaining realistic expectations. I believe society needs to evolve towards a more inclusive and diverse definition of success, one that recognizes and values different paths and forms of achievement. This shift could help alleviate some of the undue pressure individuals face while still fostering a culture of personal development and societal progress. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Altruism, altru noun, the belief in or practice of selfless concern for the well-being of others. Example, her altruism was evident in the countless hours she spent mentoring young professionals. Empowerment, empowerment noun, the process of becoming stronger and more confident, especially in controlling one's life and claiming one's rights. Example, the program focused on the empowerment of underprivileged youth through education and skill development. Catalyst, catalyst noun, a person or thing that precipitates an event or change. Example, his guidance acted as a catalyst for her career transformation. Intrinsic motivation, intrin, motivation, noun phrase, the drive to engage in a behavior because it is personally rewarding rather than for an external reward. Example, the satisfaction of helping others succeed was an intrinsic motivation for her volunteer work. Synergy, noun, the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or other agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. Example, the mentorship program created a synergy between experienced professionals and ambitious newcomers. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing topics like helping others achieve success, consider the following tips. Practice storytelling. Develop your ability to narrate personal experiences coherently and engagingly. Expand your vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases relevant to the topic of success and assistance. Reflect on personal experiences. Spend time thinking about instances where you've helped others or received help, as these can provide authentic material for your responses. Consider different perspectives. Be prepared to discuss the broader implications of helping others and societal attitudes towards success. Work on fluency. Regular practice speaking English will help you deliver your ideas more smoothly during the test. By following these guidelines and incorporating the sample answers and vocabulary provided, you'll be well-equipped to tackle questions about helping others achieve success in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, authenticity and fluency are key to impressing the examiner and achieving a high score. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guide on describing a person who has encouraged you to pursue your goals and describing a time when you received unexpected support from someone.